Weaver.
And I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden used a primetime interview to try to dismiss questions about his age as he works to salvage his reelection campaign. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
As some Democrats continue floating the idea of replacing President Biden on the presidential ticket, the commander-in-chief is determined to show he is fit to lead for another 4 years. President Biden says his debate against Donald Trump was just a bad night.
I was exhausted. I didn't listen to my instincts.
The president's exclusive interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos may not have swayed those who think he needs to step aside. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The low-profile moderate Masoud Pezeshkian, who has pledged to open Iran to the world and deliver freedoms to its people have yearned for, has won the country's runoff presidential vote, the Interior Ministry said on Saturday. Reuters' Ryan Chang has more.
Analysts say Pezeshkian's win might result in a more pragmatic foreign policy for Iran, ease tensions over now-stalled talks with major powers to revive a 2015 nuclear deal, and improve prospects for social liberalization and political pluralism. However, some voters tell Reuters they're skeptical about Pezeshkian's ability to fulfill campaign promises, as he's publicly said before he doesn't intend to confront Iran's power elite of clerics and security hawks.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Texas officials are urging coastal residents to brace for a potential hit by Beryl as the storm is expected to regain hurricane strength. Beryl has moved into the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, where it is expected to strengthen after weakening to a tropical storm. The U.S. National Hurricane Center expects Beryl to regain hurricane strength and make landfall on the Texas coast sometime Monday, with possible storm surge flooding, heavy rains, and high winds. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com.